Hey there, this is Beth Lauren Parrish with Inspired Riding. I'm a remote coach and certified riding instructor. I specialize in helping equestrians find their mojo so they can feel safe, confident, and connected with their horses. In this podcast, I'm going to give you 5 tips on how to release tension. Of course, when you're releasing tension, your horse can feel the same, or at least we hope they can. So why not set yourself up for success? The first thing I'd love for you to think about right now is if you're wearing your shoulders as earrings. Yes, are they feeling tight? Are they up by your earlobes? First thing to do is just let them drop. So you can let some air out and just let them drop a few times. The next thing I love is called the horse sigh. You can do this right before you ride. So basically, it's like you're taking a nice deep breath, but then you let it out sounding like a horse, like this. So the more you can do the horse sigh, the more you can feel that tension just releasing immediately. And what's really cool is many times if a horse is just on the verge of relaxing as well, then they will mimic the same exact sound. So you'll both be doing this together. The next tip is a cool thing you can do while you're actually riding. So you can start to notice where you're holding tension and then really pay attention to those parts of your body and just invite that tension to float away. And you can imagine they're floating away like little tiny bubbles and then just watch them burst. So you're acknowledging the tension in your body and then asking that tension to leave. So just by acknowledging it, a lot of times it will dissipate a little bit. The next one is kind of silly, but it's something I actually love to do even right before I'll record a podcast here. And sometimes if you're just excited about something or just want to get yourself settled, or if you just want to laugh, because I have to laugh every time I do this because it's just ridiculous. So what you're going to do is just shake your head really fast and let your lips flap and let whatever noise comes out, just like this. So if you can do that and be comfortable with it and not take life so seriously, I promise you a lot of tension will leave. So the very last one is just if you're sitting or standing, just take one hand and reach back as far as you can. And then once you've done that, just note where you're pointing. And then do the same with the other side. So you're just going to reach back and point. And you're going to notice where you're pointed. Then all I want you to do is take a few deep breaths. And I want you to close your eyes and imagine you're in a big body of water. And as soon as you start to feel the water move you, let your body kind of float around with it. And then just realize that your body's comprised mostly of water. And imagine the water around you starts to mix with the water inside of you. And you're just kind of floating around, enjoying this feeling of being in water. And then open your eyes, and I'd love for you to reach back and notice if you can go just a little bit farther. So reach back on both sides and notice where you're pointing. So that was just from a few seconds of thinking about water. Water is an amazing way to help you release tension. I love to imagine I'm actually riding in a big body of water with my horse, and we're just floating along. The other thing I do is I imagine the horse is a big body of water, and I'm just trying to shape where the water goes. So if you ever get tense while you're riding, just think the word water. Hopefully that will get you feeling like you're going with the flow of your horse. You guys can float along and feel tension-free. I hope this helped you. And if you'd like to reach out and let me know what you thought of it, my website is inspiredriding.com. And you can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/inspiredriding. Thanks for listening, and may the horse be with you, always.
This is Heike from Horse World Connect. I hope you enjoyed this podcast and tune in to the next one. You might discover an equine business you haven't heard of yet, or receive advice from experts in their field. Our podcasts are short, informative, and entertaining. Want to learn more about the person you just listened to? Visit horseworldconnect.com and check out the listing page. And by the way, we'd love for you to join our herd and connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn.